inevitably becomes, like, by default, Red Sox fans afterwards. So mm-hmm. there's a huge, you know, within a month from the start of the season. You know, so there's a sort of default thing where there's a lot of Red Sox love in Albany as well. So that's kind of fun. That's our relationship.
Yeah, but through rock and roll. With sports.
Yeah.
If you're a band from Boston, then you should play this club called the Low Beat.
It's called the Low Beat. Yeah.
The Low Beat, and you should wear like Red Sox gear. Yeah.
You could. I mean, that's the thing is nobody is going to be offended. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be welcomed. You're going to be embraced.
Or you could wear, you know, some Red Sox and some Mets gear. Then you'd be they would just love you.
Yeah.
Your music could just be just horrible.
One of those jerseys.
Well, that's all we worked out. It worked out for me. Yeah. I mean, the club was called Valentine's for Bobby Valentine, so there's that nice little relationship. And I won't name names, but the club owner's children, well, his son are named after a significant Mets figure as well. And he has multiple Mets tattoos and a brand on his tooth.
The
owner does.
Yeah.
He was great. I worked with him at a radio station. He's a great guy. Howard.
The egg.
Everybody should know Howard. Now the egg's a different thing. That's just an egg.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. whoa, Ben, sorry.
I'll always remember my first time at Valentine's. The first time I met Ben was I was setting up my half stack, and he goes, "Oh, you want another cab?" I'm like, "I'm going to get along with this guy.
Make it big.
More cabs, more better.
Make it big, make it loud." Nobody ever told us to turn down there unless I was doing sound. I told people to turn down.
I would purposely anger sound guys, and I feel bad about
it
now.
That's really mean, Kevin.
But they would tell me to turn down, and I'd go, "No." And
then I actually saw a show, believe it or not, where the guitarist turned down and the sound guy complained.
Really?
But he's a sound guy that likes, you know, things to be just searingly loud.
I used to get told to turn up, but that was because I had a really weird setup that was I shouldn't have been using because it was
under. Oh, yes. Enough. You brought
it sounded so cool.
You brought like a straw to a gunfight or something.
Basically, yeah.
But she wound up. I mean, was that the amp that we just recorded with?
Yeah.
So that's the one that she's playing on this record.
Yeah.
And it sounds amazing.
Some of those small amps are amazing for recording. Yeah.
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 Yeah,
you really can only get 2 watts so loud on stage.
I think it's like 8 or 5. I don't remember.
It's about five.
Yeah. But I had it hooked up so I could plug it into like an actual cabinet, not just the little 10-inch speaker that's in there.
Still 5 watts.
5 watts. It's like a tenth of your hair dryer.
I remember recording like one of those Marshall practice amps that looks like a little. I remember recording riffs just because I needed to record them. You know,
now you can like you can pay a lot of money for, you know, an effect that does that sound for you now. So it's important. Like my weird, which is one of my favorite parts of recording that is because I'm a nerd and I collect old microphones now.
Oh yeah.
And so I had this one that was like this 50s. Zenith Green Bullet like harmonica mic thing that didn't work when I got it, so I took the earpiece out of an old vintage 50s telephone, jammed it in there, hooked it up, and it sounds just nasty and gnarly and you know, it's broken, but it's what it is. I have a little amp like that too. You turn it up and make everything dirty and messy and embrace it.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
All right, so how about we play another track?
Do it up.
Sure.
What are you guys thinking? We are WMFO in Medford. That we have to say every once in a while.
And once we decide what track we're going to play, eventually we're also going to throw these up on Bandcamp, and it's probably just going to be free. You can go online and get it.
Okay.
I've only burned about.
Yeah, I just looked on Bandcamp, and you have something that's just like Witches 1, Witches 2, which no, it says rehearsals or something.
That was.
That's really old.
Yeah.
This is the
That was made through like a little tape recorder in the middle of our practice space.
It's
good enough.
Yeah, it's further evidence that we're in it for ourselves.
So, have you guys decided on a track?
Yeah, we're gonna go with this one.
Dancing around the jukebox. Yes. That one. Number
3. That is number 3.
Number 3.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, my
handwriting. Let's.
Real bad.
This features
cue up
Nikki
number 3
on the lead vocals and lead everything.
All right, let's do it.
Dancing around the jukebox, you know we had a mother band. Got me up on my feet, whoa. Bill singing around the
short little ditty right there.
Yeah. It's one of our normal songs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the normcore.
Yeah.
Sounds more like punk rock. That's not really normal. Like.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah.
Has it stayed abnormal, or did it get abnormal again?
You're supposed to be kind of a freak if you're going to do punk, you know.
I mean, it's a really tough thing to balance, I think.
Being a freak?
You can't be like a responsible, you know, person who like pays bills and stuff and play punk. It's just doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there was that moment where it became not, I wouldn't call it mainstream, but I would call it like, oh yeah, people are doing that. It's not shocking.
Paying bills?
Yeah. When it happened to me.
Yeah. But,
yeah, we wanted to call a shout out to our friends' bands, especially the ones we're playing with on Monday.
Oh yeah, that's an important thing.
Yeah.
Because some people might think you guys are horrible, but
they might like these
other bands and like come to the show
or vice versa.
Yeah.
I happen to think like we were reaching out to people to figure out who we could get to come and play with us, and I think there's some really really great bands that we approached and couldn't do it, but I'm thrilled about the ones that we got because they're three of are the favorite acts that we played with, and just
yeah.
All of them are wonderful. Who do you
super nice people?
Call, tell them about somebody.
So, we're playing with the Instamatics, which they're kind of. I can talk about them because that's
where. Well, it's a surf band. My husband's the drummer in that, and they're fun. And Eric is a good friend of ours from a long time ago. I'm in another band with him called the Grommets. We've been around for a while, so.
They're playing. Where are the Grommets playing?
The Grommets will be playing. Yeah, JP Porch Fest, July 8th. So that should be fun. It's kid friendly.
Pet friendly? Probably.
Probably. Yes.
Just get doggy earmuffs. I guess.
You know what? You don't know this, Ida, but when we first did Witches, the first like performance of Witches was actually at the Porch Fest.
Porch Fest in Somerville.
In Somerville, where you couldn't make it, and we just decided that we were going to play it without anybody. And
it must have sucked.
it was awful. So somebody called the police and the fire department.
Yeah. The fire department's right around the corner, though, so quick response time. Yeah.
But they liked the sirens better than what we were playing.
Well, it's cool that the police as a huge band would be interested, but I don't know. I've never heard of this band, the fire department.
We're kind of a niche. I mean, we get attention from the big guys, but somehow we never achieve fame. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's we're like the 13th floor elevators, where it's like, who's that? I mean, but... You know, like Billy Gibbons likes them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's us, except that Billy Gibbons has never heard of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how about...
And I'm close personal friends with Sting.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Oh, right. The Sting... I forgot about that. They have a special friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and Sting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to plug the rest of that, I guess.
Do more bands.
Chatter more about our friends. Live New Girls is playing with us. It's...
I've seen those before, not necessarily at rock clubs, though.
I mean, it's a different kind of live nude girls, I guess. They're
only
not so nude.
They're like
they are living, so mm-hmm. they are live.
Roughly 50% girls, and generally every time I've seen them, little to no nudity.
Little to no nudity.
So it's false advertising, but it's artistic.
That's very rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic people. We've played with them for a while in other projects.
Yeah.
We supported Aria, the bass players.
Bass players ever. And Aria's has the most killer voice I've ever heard.
Generally playing as a two-piece, they are some of the most wonderful A, musicians, and B, people. And I found out before, when I was doing sound for a living in Albany, I actually mixed Carrie Ann in a theater that I worked at. We finally put two and two together and figured out how, you know, we always like, how could we not have met back in Albany? And we figured it out that I'd done
that
sound for her before.
And then we're also playing with Lost Cosmonauts, which are, it's only three of them now, or I think maybe four, but there are three or four very wonderful ladies that we've kind
well,
of just met.
So at least some of them are actually lost, so that's...
Well, yeah. I know
if they can't find some of them.
They lost a bass player, but I think they may have picked up a keyboard player, but I'm not entirely sure.
Well, as long as that keyboard player is lost from somewhere else, then
she might be.
She's still lost,
Aren't we all a little lost?
But they're fantastic, and they are super fun every time we play with them and every time I've seen them.
And it was important for us for this last show to have
some buddies on the lineup.
People we could have a good time going out with.
One of the things for me, if I can then ramble on further about our friends, but just my experience with this whole thing is that I had a very different experience playing out here than in Albany, and I had amazing times in Albany, but out here, I've been in bands with women a lot, but we did at least one show where Kevin and I were the only men on stage the whole night.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
And you don't get that everywhere, and it's a different feeling.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah,
yeah, and because I feel like rock and roll has been very defined by like masculine presence and the sort of sexuality element that's involved in it, and you know, women have been kind of expected to sort of fit into that model. And some of those shows sound very different, and it just, it's kind of, to me, it's nice, and I don't know how people feel like about me embracing that and talking about it or feel like I'm allowed to do that, but I've really enjoyed the feeling of those shows a lot, because I think there's a lot of mutual support between people. The bands are really, really positive. They're really, really enthusiastic about what they're doing. You know, I'm not one to be able to speak to the energy because I'm not a woman, but I think it's been a lot of fun.
It has been. You know. I were in a mostly female band before, so I think we're used to kind of playing with other women and like trying to. I know our old bass player was pretty keen on kind of stacking the bills to lean more towards the lady side. But no, it's Boston's got that. It's really special in Boston that I think that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's cool that you can do like a whole show like that, and. Like here you can get a sense that oh it's not like a gimmick to have a band that's all, it's just
a lot of
bands that happen to be all women,
really good at what they do.
You don't have bands there, it's the lead singer is the girl in the band,
like the girl bass player. Hi, I'm the girl bass player. No actual name.
We just put you up front because we want to tokenize or exploit whichever. It's very, very cool.
It's cool. Yeah.
Because I feel like you've done a million different types of things, and we've definitely done the shows where you're the only women there, too.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I can't think of them necessarily, but... and that's been, that's been great, but... and then we've done shows at drag clubs where there's, all sorts of different people along the spectrum, so that's kind of fun, too.
Those are some of the funnest shows we played.
Some of the best. Playing over at Jacques with the Lost Cosmonauts with us there.
Yeah, we played with them a few times.
Yeah, that was fun.
I think we've played with the Grommets, Ida's other band, and Kermit's Finger a few times.
And our friends in Unstraight, we played with over there.
Oh, yeah. I saw them play at one of those Pride-related shows.
Yeah.
They were just so awesome.
They get themselves out there, and that band is... Well, there's a member of these guys' old band, and they just figured out how to get all of their talent out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
impressive.
Every last drop, and it's just out there, and they throw it in. It's really cool. So we love
it. And it all works together. It's not like everyone's like specific strong suits are like piled on top, and it's just like a giant... It's all like...
No, it just it really meshes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are our friends we wanted to plug.
Yeah.
Everybody
come
can
out
see.
To the Midway.
Monday.
Instamatics, Live New Girls.
Yes.
I think who cares about having to work the next day, whatever.
I have to work
next day.
I don't work. Yeah, we get a pack of moving trucks.
You get to move, I get to work.
So work is no excuse unless you want to come help us move.
I would rather. No, I like my job.
That's good.
So you guys have fun. Bye-bye. I'm working. I've always had to work. I had a 7 a.m. work shift every Saturday for the last about 2 years, and we somehow always play on Friday nights.
Well, it's got to hurt to rock and roll's got to hurt to be genuine.
And trying to keep your eyes open the next day is like, yep, that was the right decision. Yeah, I have a lot of coffee right now. My heart doesn't need to be regular. It's fine.
All right, thanks a lot, the Little Babies. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks
for letting us play these very cool tracks. We'll play them again. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You guys can break up all you want. We'll play them.
Next time we break up, we'll come back.
Yeah.
We'll make this a gimmick.
We'll do our reunion show.
Yeah.
Promo.
Reunion show, when you guys come to visit or you get sick of, Elvis or whatever,
Yeah.
The 100-degree pure humidity.
Never going to get sick of the weather. Never.
Yeah, no, come December, I'll be like, this was the right decision.
This was the right choice.
All right. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yep. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. That was just Carissa Johnson with Fuel Heart, and she won the Rock and Roll Rumble this year, and she's going to be playing at Tavern at the End of the World on Friday, and the cover charge is $0. So if you liked that, you should go check that out on Friday. And before that, we heard the Drax, and now we're going to hear something from Quintain Americana.
Yeah.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Wyoming and Nairobi from the legendary Rich Gilbert. Before that, combinations from The Invisible Rays and Cannonball from Quintain Americana. Next, we're going to hear some Fire King, and after that, some Caspian. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Fairlane Swain from Mercy Lago. Before that, Sycamore from Caspian and Built to Last from Fire King. And now something from Happy Little Clouds.
Just have a